Today's daf is Menachos, daf Tzadi Tes, 99 in Maseches Menachos. Relates a little bit to what we did last time. On the top line, Reish Lakish says, Pa'amim shebitula shel Torah zehu yisoda. Sometimes destroying Torah is creating Torah. That was what we discussed last time about Shvi'as Haluchos. And that's what the pasuk he quotes on top. Asher shibarta, amalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu lemoshi asher koach sheshibarta. But there are other statements that the Gemara brings in the name of Reish Lakish. Amar Reish Lakish, Talmud Chacham shesarach, im vazno sobah ferhesia. A Talmud Chacham shesarach that sinned. Shouldn't be mevazeh him. If he still has Torah related to him, then one has to be very careful about disgracing a Talmud Chacham in public. It could lead to a Chil Hashem as well. V'yamar Reish Lakish, kol mishacheach dover echad mitalmudo over belav. If someone forgets something from his Talmud, he violates a lav. Sheneemar hishomer lecha ushmar nafshcha ma'od pentishkach es hadvar masharo. Don't forget Matan Torah. Could Rabbi Avin or Rabbi Law, as Rabbi Law says, and whenever it says he's shomer pen al or lo, those are all los says, and therefore if somebody forgets something from their Torah, over balav. Ravina says two lavin, Rav Nachman says three lavin, v'chulu. Yachol afilo machmas, oh, and so you might think, if there is an external reason why he forgot, onus, tamalomar pen yesuru milvacha, only if you turn away your heart. B'misira milibo hakasav medaber. So this is one of the Gemaras in Shas that talk about one has to make sure that one remembers Torah. It's fascinating, a couple of points. Like, how is it we always forget things? It's part of human nature to forget things. How could Hashem hold us responsible for forgetting something from our Torah? So a couple of points. First of all, if one is medayik in the language, it doesn't say kol ha-shocheach. Kol ha-mishacheach dover echad mi mishnaso. Right? The Shid Mekubetz changes it to shashachach. But if one has ha-mishacheach, maybe it's an active. If somebody is actively involved in forgetting, how do you actively involved in forgetting? If it's not beloved to me, if I don't try to remember it, if I don't do what I can, if I don't chazer properly, if I don't machshiv it enough, right? Somebody once said that if you love your certain things that I love, I don't forget. So if I love every amount of Torah, so then I'm not going to forget it because everything is very special to me. They once asked the Meshech Chachma, the Ar Sameach, about the Rugged Shavar. They were in Dvinsk at the same time. So he said that the Rugged Shavar has a phenomenal memory. So the Ar Sameach says it's not true. He doesn't have a phenomenal memory. It's just, he doesn't have to remember it. It's there. If you're looking at something, it's not like you have to remember it. So, it's there. And if it's there, you don't remember it, it's right in front of you. That's what he said about the Rugged Shavar. But for us mortals, you know, we have to just do our best to remember what we can. The Brisker Rav says that this, among other chazals that talk about forgetting, that it's such a violation over Belav, that might have been only Bisman that Torah Sheval Peh was not written down yet. Because then when you forget, then it's gone from the Mesorah. But Bisman Hazeh, where Torah is written down, where Torah Sheval Peh is written down, maybe it's, you know, we have to try our best, but one is not in the same category. He quotes that from Rav Chaim Mi Valashin. Just one other point, the Lechev Alibuv in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, in the third parak on this Mishnah, where Kol Meshachayach Tavarechan Mi Mishnoso, Kol HaShocheach, Ma'al Kazak Yilu Meshachayah Benavsho, so he talks about how the Pasuk here is about Maimed Har Sinai, not about Limud HaTorah. So how do we say Mishachet Tavarechan Mi Talmudo over Belav, the pasuk from Maimed Har Sinai? Unless we say that every time we learn Torah, it's an experience of Maimed Har Sinai. And yes, we might forget certain details of what we learned, but we can't forget the experience of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the learning Torah. Ke'ilu, it's a reenactment of Maimed Har Sinai. In the days of old, I think the Gemara in Megillah talks about, they used to stand up, and they used to shake, and now we sit down, Nishkanu Adoros. But we have to recognize that the experience of learning Torah is like Maimed Har Sinai, and that's what we have to remember as we have the privilege of learning Torah. Have a great day.